In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, and we hear the Lord saying for us these words of wisdom about how every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. This rule is applied since the beginning of the creation, and it will always be applied till the end of ages. Every kingdom is divided against itself is brought to desolation. So, knowing this, and Satan being the one who is always against the unity, then he is the first promoter of divisions. And he tries his very best in order to promote division on many levels. And he uses many tools in order to achieve his goal. He knew that the will of God for us is to be united. All of us to be united in one as members in his body, and also we all to be united on the level of our families, our countries, and also our churches. But Satan, he is opposing this goodwill of God. He tries to promote division as much as he can. The levels of division that Satan is trying in order to achieve is on three main levels. The first level is between God and man, and secondly, between within divisions within man himself, and the third level is divisions between man and his fellow man. Between God and man, it is known that sin is the main separator. After we sin against God, we feel that we are separated from him. We feel that we cannot show to before him because sin separates us from God. This is exactly what happened to Adam and Eve. When they fell, they felt it like they cannot stand before God. They died spiritually because sin separated them from God. So knowing this, Satan tries his very best in order to make us all the time not only to sin, but to abide in sin. And when we abide in sin, we are to be separated from him. Not only this, but knowing that when we repent, we will be able to come back to him, he tries to seed doubts in our hearts. He makes us to doubt that God will accept us. He makes us doubt even that God is going to judge the sinners. And he may even make us doubt the word of God. Did he really mean what he said? Is God really is going to judge the world? Is God really wants you to be happy and to prosper? This is exactly what he did, Satan did with Adam and Eve. He came to Eve in the Garden of Eden in order to seed doubt in her heart. Did God say this? Did he mean it? Why not? Go ahead and eat it. Go and try it. You will be as wise as him. We still see this till now happening. Satan seeding doubt in our hearts between us and God, make us to doubt his wisdom. How many times we believe that God, when he has done this, this was not fair. This was not wise. This was not loving from him. How many times we feel like we are mistreated by God? How many times we feel like we cannot trust the word of God when he says, I will be taking care of you? How many times we feel like we have to do it ourselves because you cannot trust God? Why all of this is happening? Why all of these senses are inside us? These are seeds of doubts Satan is putting in our hearts in order to separate us from him. On the level of man himself, he also worked very hardly in order to achieve this goal, dividing man. Even that one person, he might be divided into many persons. He makes this division inside the heart between the love of God and the world. The people go with double heart. Sometimes they are with God, sometimes they are with the world. And here, St. James is warning us by saying, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. He is here drawing a sharp line. We cannot go with double heart, loving the world for some time and loving God for some time else. We cannot love God on Sunday morning and love the world the rest of the week. We cannot live this way. He made it very clear. We cannot deceive God. We cannot come and proclaim that we love him while our hearts are attached to relationships outside, attached to the love of the world and all of its vanities. If we keep on going like this, we will only end up with a divided heart, we'll never enjoy peace. Not only he is doing this, but also it is stirring up the struggle between the flesh and the spirit. How many times we feel something is calling inside us, stand in prayer. Stand up and talk with your Creator. And then the flesh comes and tells you, you are very tired, we'll make it tomorrow morning. How many times we have this struggle ongoing? How many times we feel like I need to repent? Today I will decide on a time, I will sit with my father of confession, and I will confess my sins. Then the flesh will come and say, maybe not today, maybe later on, trying to like protecting the bride of man by saying to him, you are going to expose yourself before the priest, why you should be doing this? You don't have to do this. It's a struggle all the time between the flesh and the spirit. Our eternity is determined on which one is going to win. If we allow the flesh to lead, we will die. If we allow the spirit to lead, we will end up into eternal life. It is as simple as this. We have to always think when we hear these double voices, somebody saying in our ears, go today and confess. Somebody saying in our ears, you have to confess your sins, you have to stop doing this. You should not be on these sites on the internet. You should not be in a relationship with this person. And then on the other side, we hear somebody else saying, no, why not? Just go and have fun, entertain yourself. It's a struggle to divide the heart of man. Not only so, but actually Satan also, he works to tempt people to wear masks and to have double lives. What is this double life? That I show something to the people, meanwhile, actually, I am a different person. The best example in the Bible is Ananias and Sapphira. Both of them, they were people greedy after money. They were proud people. They want the people to think of them as being righteous, givers to the church, and also they wanted to join the stream, the main stream of being good people, and they are giving to the apostles and all of this. But the reality is, they were not so. So what did they do? They did not only hide their sin, but actually they wear a mask and they came to St. Peter saying that we have sold the field and here is the money and now we want to join those people who are giving to the church. They were tempted to deceive the Holy Spirit and to lie to the Holy Spirit, and their end was very harsh. They died immediately. Why? Because they were wearing masks. Satan tempted them to wear in order to try to convince others that they are righteous, but meanwhile, they have another life, they kept it for themselves. We do not say that, we come to say that in public, we are sinners and we will let you know what we do in secret. This is not what we are trying to convey to you. But actually, if I am a sinner, then I should not be pretending that I achieved perfection. No one can claim it. So don't be deceived by Satan to convince yourself that you are what others think of you. Always see yourself as you know yourself, not what others is saying or thinking of you. The last level of division that Satan is promoting is the divisions between man and his fellow man. Envy is a major tool in this kind of division. Envy actually is the best tool to divide the churches. Jealousy and people envying each other, then starting to separate into groups. Those people are with this man, those people are with this person, those people are in agreement with this strategy, those people are maybe in favor of this, it ends up into divisions in the churches. How many times we heard it? That the people are struggling, and they are striving with each other, simply because of envy. They think evil of each other, they are jealous from each other, this ends up into divisions of the churches. Another tool in division between man and his fellow man is striving after vanities. It's a very common thing that we find brothers maybe taking each other to court because they are like arguing and debating over a few hundreds of dollars. Actually, striving after vanities is a common tool of divisions between brothers. It's very common that we see this, and the people simply, they go with this Satan trick and they like deliver their themselves in their hand, in his hand, in order to have these divisions. People did not talk with each other for many years. simply because he said a word to me I will never forget. What are you talking about? The Lord himself, he was accused that he was like casting out demons by the chief demon. And he did not make him to separate himself from the people. So striving after vanities, after dignity, honor, money, is a very good tool in division, in dividing between man and his fellow man. Selfishness. Actually, this is a very common tool in dividing families. You find everyone in the family, the husband and wife, everyone is after his own interest and benefit. What am I to benefit from this project? What is going to come to me from being married to this particular person? And we find this strives over and over and over. Houses are divided because everyone is trying to satisfy himself. What is in it for me? As the people say now, whenever you are telling them about something, they say, what is in it for me? So having this selfish heart, trying only to find what is going to please me, what I'm going to benefit, leads to destruction and desolations of many homes. And pride. Pride was the first thing actually that made Lucifer, the angel, to become Satan. Pride is the best tool to divide not only churches or between brothers or between husband and wife. Actually, pride can divide the whole world. This is exactly what we see in our world, going into wars and killing each other only for the sake of pride. Who will be the great? Who will be the greatest in all of the earth? So today, my brethren, be careful when you are tempted to be deceived in order to go in a division. Be careful and know that Satan is the one who is promoting this. Every voice you hear making you to doubt God, or to separate yourself from him, or to feel like I have double life, or to feel I want maybe to go and like have a division maybe in my house or in my family or my church, this is from Satan. Don't allow him to make you a tool in promoting divisions. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.